yourself in your life. Amen. And when I think about Testimony Tuesday, I think about that Mahalia Jackson song where she was talking about, you know, tell the world about this, how she looked at her hands and her feet and they were new. She looked at everything around her and they were too. And she was just talking about having joy in her soul because of all the wonderful things that God has done for her and those in her life. Come on, I know I'm not the only one that has a testimony this morning. Can someone share something that God has done in their life that was in the supernatural that just made you say, wow, thank you, Jesus, thank you?
Wow.
Well, before we start this call in prayer, I just want to leave you with Revelation 12 and 11. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto that death. Which means, you know, that you're just sharing all the good news. You're taking it down even to your last breath about how good your God is. And your testimony is not even about you sometimes. Your testimony can help somebody else. So thank you for those who share their testimony. Thank you for those who just give God praise each and every day, not just waiting for Sunday. So, Father, we're going to come to you in prayer. I just want to make sure that no one else had a testimony before our actual call starts. And just want to make sure everybody had a chance to share the name of where they're calling from. Amen. Well, thank you, Father. We come to you this morning. We come to you with a mouthful of praise, for we know that you are not only worthy to be praised, but we just thank you for giving us another chance this morning to praise your name, Father. Some people didn't get a chance to praise your name this morning, but we do bless them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done. We thank you for the messages that have come forth ever since October 25th, 2010. We thank you for the testimony of saying that the master's morning call is still up and running and going strong. Father, Lord God, we thank you for continuing to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they start their morning, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to bear witness unto you because you have been with us from the beginning in our mother's womb, Father, Lord God. You knew our path and our direction way before we even knew who our names were going to be, Father. So we thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that is protecting us each and every morning when we wake up. We thank you for giving us another chance to confess our sins to you and ask for forgiveness, taking our flesh to the throne every morning and asking for forgiveness and new direction in our life, Father, Lord God. And we thank you for this massive morning call. We know it is all about you, but we want to give thanks also for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for following your mandate and creating this call on behalf of you, Father, Lord God. So now we cast down and stomp any demonic spirits that's trying to interfere this call, trying to stop us from professing and dancing like David and testifying on your behalf, Father, Lord God. We stomp the devil back down to his fiery pit and say, devil, you are not welcome. You are not going to take over this call. So we cast down any interference, any static, any drop calls, any missed calls, Father, Lord God. We cast them down to the pits of hell, Father, Lord God. We also cast down people's internet going down so they can't archive these messages. So, Father, Lord God, as we enter into this Testimony Tuesday, we thank you for all you have done and continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you, and I'm turning the call over to our host.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Lusan. You are just a beautiful sister in Christ this morning. We want to thank you for greeting the people of God this morning, spiritually feeding them, and for opening up the heavens and aligning this call with the mandate for the Lord so that we can come and hear a word, can hear testimonies. Amen. This is Tammy in South Carolina, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom greetings this morning. We're so happy that you chose to come and listen to the Word of God, to come and hear testimonies on this Testimony Tuesday here on the Master's Call. We again want to welcome you to the Master's Call, which is brought to you every Monday through Friday here live on this call. We also have a website which was started and founded by our founders, as Minister LaShawn said in her strategic prayer, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who founded this call in October. Those two anointed women of God, I speak that there is clarity on this line on today in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this volume is appropriate for this call. And we thank you that this, these two obedient women of God, these two came with a mandate from the Lord to empower, to enrich, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And, amen, this call is a mighty call. You can go to the website and see all of the history of the Master's Call. And that website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And as I said, we are brought to you live Monday through Friday. But if you're not able to listen to us live, we do have a playback number for you, and that number is 712-432-1085. And again, that PIN is 957-677-POUND. And on the website, you will find the mission statement, which is based on Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And here on the Master's Call, we love to pray for you as we begin our day. We also take your prayer requests and your praise reports by email, and you can send that to us at the email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if any of you feel led by the Holy Spirit to come and be a prayer intercessor, because we do have prayer intercessors and we do take your request before the Lord, please send us that information, that request, to that email address, as well as, again, your feedback and your comments regarding the Master's Call and how you have been blessed by this. So this month we are celebrating all month long here the second birthday of the Master's Call. Excuse me, the Master's Call. And we have one of our faithful listeners that is going to come and give you no more than 2 minutes. She's going to come and just let you know how the Master's Call has touched her life. And we want to praise God for Platinum President Marie Preston, who's coming to the line. Good morning, Platinum President Marie.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me out there?
Good morning. We can hear you, my sister.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador, I want to thank y'all for this call. I thank each and every one of y'all for being on the call. I can remember 2 years ago when they started this call, both of them talked about it. They had the vision, and I thought it was a good idea. I say it's a God idea because we needed to call. You know, everybody that gets on this call in the morning, we be looking forward to this call because it gets us up in the morning in prayer. And, you know, you can't get it no better than coming on the line every morning, seeking God's face first in the morning. That's what I do. I look forward to this call. We know that prayer changes things. We know that prayer is the key. It's your faith in God that unlocks the doors. So I love this morning call. Every morning I look forward to it. I look forward to talking to all my sisters and brothers all over the country, hearing them on the line where we could connect together. You know, he say, well, it's two or three in the midst. He's in the midst of us. Where it's two or three gathered, he's in the midst of us. So I know that this is a God thing. Not just a good thing, but it's a good thing. So I thank God for this morning call, and every morning I thank God for all of you who gets on here faithfully every morning and get the call going. I thank God for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. So I love you guys. And this second anniversary, I wouldn't have missed it for nothing. So let y'all keep the good work up because y'all doing a great job. Thank you, and back to you, my dear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Platinum President Marie. We just appreciate those kind words from you, and we just take that, you know, again, as a declaration that the Master's Call is doing what it was founded to do, and that is to enrich believers and to empower them. So we, again, are so excited as we, as Platinum President Marie said, we are celebrating again all this month, and we are so, so delighted to have our founder back on the call, one of our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I don't see Dr. PK this morning, but we're so glad to have our founder, Dr. Vanessa, here, who is going to lead us this morning as we go into Testimony Tuesday. And we know that there are so many testimonies that will be given and that will enrich others and will help them along the way, because we do overcome by our testimonies. Amen? So I'm going to go ahead and just call Dr. Vanessa to the line, and I'll allow her to take it from here. Dr. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy. We appreciate the God in you, and I tell you, Ms. LaShawn, thank you for getting all God's people spiritually aligned with the anointing of the Lord that's on this call to receive from him fresh manna, mercy, and to be moved to a place where we understand we're his ministers in the marketplace. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, we are just humbled that God saw fit to use us as vessels. We're just his servants who wanted to create a platform, a place where prayer, where the preaching of God's word had a easy platform to flow. So we're excited about this month of October. We're excited about our second anniversary and that morning after morning lives across this country have been touched, and that Artists International, which esteems the Christ in each and every one of us, was so welcome to allow us to be midwives in prayer. And out of that, we know there's some awesome, awesome testimonies. And so on this I am so grateful first for Platinum President Marie Preston, who just, like she said, when we were even just praying about it, just seeking the Lord, you know, the word says in Proverbs 11:14, in a multitude of counsel, there is safety. And we went to her, and she so encouraged us. So thank you so much, Platinum President Marie Preston from the north side of town, for those kind words. So we want many of you to come into the queue today and let our hearts be encouraged and our souls be revived, to be reminded that we're in this for a purpose. We're in this for a mission. We're mission-minded people. And the bridge that God has used is Artists International to take us to a place of great health and wealth, to be blessed so that we can turn around and be a blessing. So hit star six. And we'll invite you to come in if you have a testimony about what God is doing in your life, a testimony about the product, just to want to give a shout-out and thank the Lord for what he's doing in your life. We'd love to hear from you this morning. I think LaShawn said telling the world Tuesday, and we want to share what God is doing. I don't know if I got that right, LaShawn, but my heart is that we're going to tell. I love how I always hear Platinum President Marie says, when your mouth is closed, your business is closed. Well, it's the same thing with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to open up our mouths and share the good news. So we're going to start out in Hot Atlanta with a dear supporter of our call from the very beginning also. Miss Rushi, the floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to Master Call. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK. I remember when this call got started as well. We was on another call, and when you guys started this call, I got a text message and a call from Dr. PK saying that Rushi, jump on our call. We're going to start our own call. I was so delighted when you started the call. I've been on this call for 2 years as well, not every day, but so many days so I can count them as every day. I'm so grateful to have been into the Artists International Health and Wellness Company that I was able to meet some prayer warriors and some real preaching women that can tell the gospel and that been blessed us all over the country, and to be into the company with the nutrition that I've been on for about 3.5 years, coming in with all kind of aches and pains in both of my hands, but was healed with the product that Corey Calson, Omega-369, Pure Noni, and the LaVie Red, Blue, and the Green. You know, I am a product of the product, including the skin care, the laundry care, all of the cares that artists have for you. So I tell you to put your family, your friends, your church members, your buddies, the one that you work out with, let them know that Artists is the number one company. I'm so delighted to be into a company called Artists International. Thank you, Papa, and continue to send our prayers up for our Papa that had surgery. We all need prayer, but please put him in your prayer. We love you, Artists family, and thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for getting back on the call after losing your father. I know how it is because I've been there, but you have been a prayer warrior to me. I'm so glad that I saw you in Houston, Texas. And Marie Preston, you know I love you, Jump Out Girls. Take it away, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God, for that testimony and you being a support and a blessing and a cheerleader to so many. You know, it's great when we can encourage each other, when we're here to hear about the good news. As we encourage each other, it becomes contagious. We just need you to hit *6 and come on the line this morning and just give your testimony. Don't be shy about what God has done. When I hear people tell other stuff that they don't need to be telling, we want to tell of the goodness of God. And with all these many people on the line this morning, I'm sure there are more of you who have a testimony to share. So all you have to do is hit *6, and it'll put you in queue. And while I'm waiting for some more to come in the queue, I'd just like to give a testimony of the faithfulness of God, as he has Rushi alluded to, been carrying our family since the homegoing of my father back on August 31st. I tell you, I am a bona fide. You can look it up in Webster's Dictionary, and you would see Lindsay and Vanessa. I'm a daddy's girl. And so this has been a true walk for me. But I tell you, the peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding, the strength of God, I tell you, and my mother, as the matriarch, she'll be 89 years old October 15th, and that's a testimony of how strong she has been, and I've watched God just help her strengthen all of us. And it's the prayers of the righteous that carry us, and I have a new strength, and I've even seen myself preach like I've never preached before lately. And when you walk through some things, I was listening to one of my mentors, Dr. Claudette Copeland, this morning, talking about how conditions sharpen us and propel us and sometimes pressure us into a place where God can use us for his purpose. So I'm excited today to say that God is a good God, and he's a keeper when you want to be kept. He's a peacemaker when you want to embrace his peace. He's a healer when you want to take of his Jehovah Rapha. So we're just testifying of his goodness and mercy. All right, well, we're going to go out to Indiana, and another faithful supporter and member of our TNC family, Miss Jackie, the floor is yours.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning, the Master Call family. I just want to take the time out to say that I thank God for this call. I thank God for you, Pastor Vanessa, and Pastor P.K. Roberts. I thank you for your leadership and your guidance. I thank you for your word. I listened to you. I can't say that I was on your call, the very first call, because actually I don't remember that, but I do remember listening to you on another call and being excited to be on that call to hear you speak each and every morning. And then I can remember being in Vegas and seeing you and Pastor PK and Marie Preston gathered up together and talking, and then you handed me some cards to say you were starting your own call, and I got so excited, I didn't know what to do. And I know Marie doesn't probably remember this day, but she gave me some very, very encouraging words that day, and also kind of helped me with the problem that I was having with my son being incarcerated. And before, I would not share that information because I was a little ashamed that this had happened to my son. But all things happen for a reason, and there's a season for everything. But I thank you, Marie, for your encouraging words that day. And I thank you, Pastor Vanessa, for your praying for me when I first met you and how it changed my life. And this call has really helped to bring me back to Christ because I was not living in God. So I thank God for you. I thank God for this call. I thank God for the anointing that is going out, the word that's going out and reaching others. And it's changing lives every day. So I know that you have truly changed my life. And I really praise God for you, and I thank God for you. And I thank God that Artis has such praying women in them, in this organization, in this company. So we have it all. We have it all. We have great anointing in this company. We have great products, and we have blessed lives. And I thank God for all of you.
Amen. What a powerful testimony. And you have been just such a blessing to us also. We thank God for you. And I have someone else that I just know has a testimony to share with us this morning, and it's an honor to call on her, because if anybody has watched God move as he has moved in her behalf, we're excited to stand in the gap and pray for her and call out her name in prayer and speak the victory. Evangelist Gwen Beatty, one of our speakers, a part of our TMC family, who always brings a mighty word with that a strong anointing on her life. Would you just share with us for a minute? Give us a testimony of what God is doing in your life and how this call has blessed your life. You're unmuted.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. I do honor and bless his holy name, and I thank God for real women and men of God through this TMC call. And absolutely, my heart is full this morning. Because of the, you don't know the totality of the love of the call, not just in word, but indeed. God had delegated help through this call from the leadership and the anointing that rests upon the life of these men and women of God, but more so Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK to have gone out of themselves with the ministries they oversee and to be dedicated to this call and to love me like a daughter, a sister, a friend, and to take on my personal burden of healing in every situation and focus. They have kept me up in prayer. My family and I are tremendously grateful. Covenant relationship that I feel with these godly women and the godly wisdom has just been overwhelming. Like the sister said, I can't sometimes get on every day with the personal battles that we have had to fight. It has strengthened and broken us and gotten us closer to the cross, closer in our destiny in God. And I tell you, I go back sometime and listen to a lot of the messages. And there is on this call something for every situation that we go through. And I am honored that they have included me to just release what it is the Lord put in my spirit. The sufficiency that you just don't even know the days I couldn't work my business. And for them to reach out to me, couldn't work my artist business, couldn't work my secular business. I couldn't do anything but just lay there and be healed as God is restoring me. And then my mother got hit. But I'm telling you, you talking about resting in the Lord on another level and learning how to lean and depend on him. As God has raised me up, the desires of my heart is that this call will continue to touch the nation, and it will be so strong, because when they asked me back in Las Vegas, when I met these powerful ladies and they asked me to be a part of the anointed ceremony, the hands, when we laid hands on the people of God and to hear the testimony and the faces and all that we've gone through from those who know me and those who don't, those who we touch, I'm telling you, God has like never before set an anointing on this call. We can't take it for granted. So he'll call it to our account. And I pray our relationship will just get tighter and tighter in covenant. But God has brought my life a tremendous way, and I know that this call has been one of the direct results of me being alive. The sisters in Chicago, when my auto ship fell off and they kept products coming to me, you don't have a clue. 2 years almost of battling holistically and then having to put some traditional medicine, then having to still pray and fight, learning to go in and go out, all of that, along with your personal faith and walk and what God has done for you, what the products have done for me, it has just been tremendous. I can't tell it all. I just want to enlighten and say congratulations. I know God raised it up. He'll sit down one and raise up another. One door closed, he'll open another.
Amen.
And I'm so glad. I want to just hug, just physically, just wrap my arms all around Dr. Vanessa this morning, Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK. These women are God's women. When you get people saying the same thing the word say, it's no distance in these cities. We saying the same thing. We hooked up to the headquarters of heaven. And I'm so honored that they didn't forget me. You know, a lot of times when you get sick and you can't get where you need to be like you used to be, you can be a faithful servant. Sometimes people will forget you, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. And I love that. And I'm telling you, he'll stand and raise up a standard. And I'm telling you, I thank God for the standard of this call. My heart is filled. I'm looking for the continued manifestation through my mother, got emotionally hit in her mind. But God, I trust and I rest in God. His track record is good, and I know we're going to see the full manifestation. And I want to thank God for everybody who touched that website and those who continue in Chicago to love on me. This call, I don't think they ever did nothing like this. I've been with it since. But for you all to, for God to touch Dr. Vanessa, to extend that love to me, it's not a thank you. It's not a word, an accolade they have put in the earth to show your gratitude when God extend himself to you in totality, not just in words, but in deed. They will know them by their love. And this morning, I want to say congratulations. I bid you Godspeed, and they know if it's anything I can do. I make myself available to this call, to this family. I pray for you all. I will continue to love and undergird this call as long as it's in the earth.
Amen.
God tell me to do. I'm going to wrap it up because y'all see I could go.
That's
I
right.
love you.
And we love you. And you are such a blessing to the call. And as she mentioned, she's in the midst of the fight, but it's a fixed fight and she wins. We still are encouraging everybody to go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And we are pouring back tangible love into her so that she can get the products and stay on her regimen. So that we can pray for her spiritually, but physically make sure she has what she needs. I don't care if it's $5. You know, I get emails every day from somebody as a part of the campaign asking me for a $3, $4, $5 campaign, and the next day a donation, and the next day they'll say they raised $3 million. Well, if everybody on this line, if you would go to that fillabottlesavealife.com today, and just send $5. It'll make such a difference. Every bottle is $250, and we're endeavoring to at least make sure we cover 100 bottles for her before the victory is totally manifested. So thank you. We just have a few minutes. I know I see you in there, LaShawn, but I'm going to go to Minister Robin right now, and we'll come back to you so that we can definitely get in our prayer requests, because one of the mandates that we know we were assigned by God, which he made crystal clear to Dr. PK and I, is to be midwives of prayer. You know what a midwife is. They stay there while you're pushing, push, pray until something happens. And our heart, our desire is to always be pushing forth. As I always say, I bombard heaven with the word on your behalf. And we're always looking for prayer warriors. You don't have to be eloquent or fancy. All of us started. Some of us just started with Jesus wept. Uh-huh. And now we know a little something because we have a private prayer life so we can have a public prayer. So we're just asking more of you. As many of you have been on these 2 years and you've been eating at the table, getting full, that's after you get up and serve a little bit. Uh-huh. That's Mother Eagle talking. And go to our the master's call at gmail.com and let us know for a season that you'd like to be a prayer warrior. All we ask is that you have a heart to want to pray. So, Minister Robin, if you will come at this time and over the next 3 minutes lift up our prayer request and let us call out the names on one accord, one mind, and one spirit, those standing in the need of prayer. The floor is yours.
Heavenly Father, can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Heavenly Father, we just love you and we honor you, and you are holy. You're a God. You are our Savior. And you said we can come to you, Father, and we can cast all of our burdens on you, all those heavy burdens. And we thank you because of your gentleness and because of who you are. We praise you, Father, for Joseph and for Richard. For you are and you will become their salvation. You are their strength. You are their song, Lord God, and we thank you because they will know you. Those blinders have been removed from their eyes, and they are coming into the full knowledge of who you are. So thank you for that, Lord. We thank you because Joni, Papa Preston, Mother Joni, Evangelist Beatty, her mom, we thank you for Papa De Leon, for Minister Tanquita, for Mother Pearlie Mae, for Rhonda, for Dr. PK. You are their strength, Father. They are fearfully and wonderfully made in your eyes, Lord. We thank you because they are your people, Father. We thank you because they are the sheep in your pasture, and you are their restorer. You are their healer. You are their provider. You are their deliverer. You're the one who gives them strength in the name of Jesus. And because you are Jehovah Shalom, you are the God of peace, we thank you that Joseph has your peace, Father. You didn't give him the peace of the world. You gave him your peace, Lord Jesus. So, Joseph, don't let your heart be troubled in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid because God is with you. He knows exactly when that date will be. He knows exactly what will take place. You have his favor, and we send the word to you, Joseph. Peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Jackie's daughter. I thank you that she has tasted and she has seen that you are good. And you said, Father, blessed is the man who takes their refuge in you. So on behalf of her mother's prayers and the prayers of the righteous, we know that she has your favor, and we know that your love endures in her life, and we know that she has your faith, Father, faith like a mustard seed, and you have the perfect home for her because you are Jehovah Jireh, and you supply every single need that she needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. So, Father, this is a day that we love you. We have testified. We will continue to testify. We will continue to praise you. Praises are in our mouth because you are good and you are greatly to be praised in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. And we seal those prayer requests in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus and decree that they are done, and not one word, not one letter, will return void. So, Minister Tammy, we turn the call back over to you to close us out for the day and our announcements on the upcoming call.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Praise God for each and every one of you, as Dr. Vanessa said, for coming to give your testimonies. We are so encouraged, and it just helps us as prayer intercessors to go forward and continue to bombard heaven with your requests as we move forward and keep the peace of God amongst ourselves and our families. So we want to thank God for the call that's coming up right after this call. Dorothy Cook, our godmother here in Artist, has a motivational call Monday through Friday to help you get your business on the right track and have the success that God has mandated for you. That number is 605-475-4700. The PIN is 476-895. Let me give you that again, 605-475-4700, and the PIN is 476-895. We want to thank each and every one of you again for joining us for Testimony Tuesday, for tell it to the Lord, tell the testimony, talk it up, talk to Jesus, all of that good stuff. We thank God for the blessings that came out of today and for the prayer requests that have been answered in the name of Jesus. We want to remind you to go back and listen to our call at 712-432-1085, and that PIN is 957 6777#. And, of course, on our website, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, you can download all of the messages. They are there for you, archived since the beginning of this call. We're celebrating, and we're also, again, reminding you, fill a bottle, save a life, for our own sister evangelist, Gwen Beatty. Go to that website and be touched by the Lord. Be a blessing to her. The Lord has given you a blessing. Pass that on to evangelist Gwen Beatty. So thank all of you for joining us. We will hear you on the call and tomorrow. Remember to go out and be the minister in your marketplace. We love you. Bye-bye for now.